Larry Rudwick is a business consultant. Business Tune-Ups is his business. You can find out more about it online at BusinessTuneUps, plural, BusinessTuneUps.com. Hello, Larry.
Hi, John.
How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. All set for the holidays? All set for Thanksgiving and Christmas?
I am. We're going to have some relatives come by and cook a turkey.
Yeah, but, well, that's what everybody does, Larry.
Well, but not the way we do it.
Oh, I see. I see. Talking about Thanksgiving, talking about rolling into the holiday season, talking about giving thanks and gratitude around the table, that's kind of the topic of your discussion today, isn't it?
It is. I'm trying to encourage people to be more thankful and grateful in their business career and personal life.
You know, for those who have not had any sort of impact over the last 4 or 5 years, maybe that's a little tough. Maybe everything's been just hunky-dory for you at your job. Maybe there's been a little bump in salary, maybe, you know, but, you know, and I think it might be hard for people to think that it's not easy for everybody out there.
No, it's not. You may have a good job, you may be doing fine, but a lot of people around you may not. And the fact is, just because you're doing well doesn't mean that you're grateful for your situation, that you're thankful for your situation. You may have been fortunate enough to have a good job, but being grateful and thankful is something that's an attractive way to be, and it spreads.
It's contagious.
It's contagious.
Let's go through a couple of things. And the first point you make is something that I do on a regular basis. I tune out and dial away from the negativity at almost any opportunity, to the point of, you know, if I've got someone floating around in my life that I think is kind of always a sourpuss, I avoid them.
That's human nature. You want to have a, you know, relatively fun life, and there are a number of people that don't seem to enjoy anything in this world, and they're not fun to be around. And so life is short. Why be around people that are not happy, that kind of make people unhappy? It's not an attractive way to be.
Now, having said that, I'd like to think that I'm 9.5 times out of 10 a purely positive person, but occasionally you do get down, and there's nothing wrong with that, is there? I mean, you do from time to time go into a blue mood.
Well, of course. We're talking about balance. I talk about balance on a lot of different levels, and no one's going to always be outwardly thankful and grateful. Something's going to happen that's going to, you know, make us upset. But the key is get back to center. Don't stay upset. Don't be upset your whole life. You know, if something goes wrong, well, understand, well, that's part of life. And work your way towards being happy and grateful again.
Let's do a little bit of a 180. I do like to avoid the negative people, but I also do like to surround myself with achievers, with positive people, and many times those people don't ooze out achievement and positive, but you just kind of see it in their day-to-day makeup.
We all have different skills. Some people are very technically successful. Some people are really people smart. And I think that people smart skills are really important, because if you're really technically strong and people can't want to be around you, that's going to inhibit your success in your career and your success in your personal life. So keeping a balance and working on yourself and knowing how you come across to people is so important. Many of us don't really even know that we come across in a way that turns people off. It's unfortunate, because people that turn people off often don't get feedback, because people in general do not like to give negative feedback and say, you know, you really could improve. A lot of people just walk away from them and shake their head.
That's a really valid point. Now, as you tend to do with us, you want us working at something. So you would like to see us create a gratitude list?
Yes, a gratitude list is a list of all the things that we're grateful for. When we get down and upset, some of us start thinking, gee, there's nothing going right. The world is awful. You know, all these kind of negative thoughts. And the fact is, we all can be thinking like that for a bit. But when that happens, it is good to be armed with a tool that's known as a gratitude list. It's a list of all the things you can think of that is right with the world, that's right in your life. You may have good health. You know, you may have a good marriage.
Sure.
We all have lots of positive things in our life, but when we're thinking only negative thoughts, we need that tool to remind us of what is good in our life to get us back on in balance.
Now, we can't have a conversation with you without talking about goals. And many of us do wait until the end of the year. We wait for some demarcation line, some phony demarcation line to kind of write our goals and deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
You're not a big fan of the demarcation line. We can do this today. We could do this right now, couldn't we?
It's true. In fact, what you're talking about, demarcation line and phony date, it's a man-made date like New Year's. What do people tend to do in New Year's? They make New Year's resolutions, which are goals. I'm saying don't wait for New Year's to make your goals. And I'm saying don't wait for Thanksgiving to be thankful. We want to be thankful every day. We want to be thankful every hour. Life is a present, and we're fortunate to be alive. We're not going to be alive that long. And let's make the most of every minute. Let's appreciate what we have. Let's appreciate the people around us. If we do more of that, we're going to become more attractive to people. We're going to have more people wanting us to be with them. We're going to have people wanting to offer us a better job. And so, like they say, attitude is everything. If you can improve your attitude, become more grateful and thankful, it will come back many times over.
If you would like Larry's help, there's no charge for an initial consultation. You can contact him. You can go to the website, which is businesstuneups.com. That's plural, businesstuneups.com. Sign up for the newsletter. Give him a call. Email him. Larry, you want to give out a phone number?
My phone number is 571-331-6102.
I know we'll talk before Christmas, but have yourself a great Thanksgiving, Larry.
Great, and same to you, John.
Thank you, Larry. Larry Rudwick, again, Business Tune-Ups is his business consultant. Go online, find out more, Business Tune-Ups, plural, businesstuneups.com.